The plan includes three phases with different levels of restrictions. The first phase now allows outdoor visits between residents and family if the facility has completed mass testing. All residents, staff, and visitors must wear masks and be screened for COVID-19 symptoms. Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Risden says nursing homes must also complete randomized weekly testing in order to move to a new phase.
The State Public Health Lab has sent test kits to facilities across the state so that on a weekly basis, they will be testing two asymptomatic staff and one asymptomatic resident so that we can monitor potential COVID activity in these facilities moving forward.
If a new case is discovered, the department will order more testing to identify and isolate any other cases.
So that could be a situation where you have a resident on one wing who has been visiting other people on that wing. We would want point prevalence testing of the residents and staff that worked in that wing.
Malsom-Risden says the phases of reopening depend on the number of COVID-19 cases in the nursing facility and the level of community spread cases in the surrounding area.
And so depending on those two factors, facilities will move up and down kind of the phases as appropriate.
Each phase lasts at least 14 days. If even one new case is discovered in a facility, it has to start the process over again with the highest level of restrictions. Long-term care facilities in the state have been closed to visitors since March. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.